coming against a backdrop of the cost of living crisis. Graham Whittam is from Greater Manchester Poverty Action. He's been speaking to our Northwest correspondent, Chris Chambers, about the issues there.
We often used to talk about people making choices between heating or eating, but really, you know, for some low-income families, they haven't really got any choice at all now. You know, they can't afford to have the heating on. They really can't meet the food bills. You know, we are hearing from a lot of people that they're going into debt just to meet everyday living costs, and that's not sustainable, you know, having to borrow money just to afford the food bill or pay for the energy bill. So it's really putting a huge amount of pressure on people. And I think the consequences of that, you know, on parents and on children, of those kind of money worries, of those stresses, really do take the toll on people, and people are feeling kind of the mental health effects as well as the kind of physical effects of kind of struggling financially.
The heating or eating thing has become a bit of a buzz phrase, hasn't it? But going into winter again shortly, the support there that maybe was there last year isn't there this year. How much of a difference is that going to make to people, and you know, what decisions then are they faced with?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a real problem for people because, you know, the government has stood up different types of support for people during the cost of living crisis. There's not as much support available to people this winter as there was last winter, and that is going to hurt people. You know, people will really struggle with that. There was a bit of respite, I think, last year from some of the additional support that government introduced, and we haven't got that replicated in full this winter. So it is going to leave people struggling. I think people are already thinking about, you know, it's September, we're going into October. People are thinking about the weather turning colder, needing the heating on, wanting to keep themselves and their children warm, but really worried about meeting those energy bills over the winter months, particularly for families, you know, with school children who've just faced the extra costs, you know, of the summer holidays, of paying for school uniforms as the kids go back to school. So things really are pinching for people, and people tell us just how much they're struggling on a day-to-day basis.
Obviously, when the government comes to town, to come to an area where we know people are struggling, though, you know, how much do you hope that they engage with what's going on and they actually sort of see what the real picture is?
Yeah, I think there's a real reality check needed for politicians at the moment. You know, it's a number of years since we had a plan for tackling poverty in the UK. You know, it's been a real gap and a real absence in terms of the government agenda. We haven't done anything to meaningfully address child poverty across the UK over recent years. And it's no surprise then that when we hit a cost of living crisis, families had plunged into difficulties. It's really important with the Conservative Party conference taking place in Manchester, and with the Labour Party coming up, conference coming up as well around the corner, that the main political parties ahead of the general election set out a proper plan to deal with poverty in this country. And
Graham Whittam there from Greater Manchester Poverty Action.